These included regular meetings with his parole officer and tight restrictions on his movements and associations with other people for the duration of his parole. He couldn't leave the area and couldn't knowingly go within 100 feet of someone with a criminal record. He couldn't do drugs, and he couldn't own or carry a weapon. The hydraulic rams came to life, and the metal door opened, revealing the outside world to Rogers for the first time in a decade. He stepped across the threshold as the older guard said, "Good luck, and don't let me see you back here." Then the rams were engaged once more, and the massive door shut behind him, with the whisper of fluid-charged machinery coming to rest. The older guard shook his head while the younger one stared at the back of the door. "If I had to bet, he'll be back in prison before long," said the older guard.
"Why's that?"
"Paul Rogers has spoken maybe 5 words since he's been in this place, but the look on his face sometimes." The guard shivered. "We've got some unholy badasses in here, as you know, but nobody gave me the creeps like Rogers. It was as though there was nothing behind the eyes. He was up for parole twice before and didn't get it. I heard he scared the crap out of the parole board just by looking at them. The third time was the charm, I suppose."
"What did he do to get sent to prison?"
"Killed somebody."
"And he only got 10 years?